This initiative has gone through a couple of different stages.
So we are in the final stages, but we went through the Citizens Initiative, which we think is a really powerful way to make local laws, and so we did have to gather signatures. And once all the signatures were gathered, we were challenged in court. They actually challenged the county because the county approved our measure to collect signatures. So I guess I messed that up. So first we got challenged, so we submitted the ordinance, and then we were faced with a legal challenge that actually took us about a year to settle. And we had to intervene on the side of the county then, because they had thought that all our ordinance met all the requirements for a citizens' initiative. So once that challenge was won by our lawyer and the county, then we move forward with the citizens' initiative petition gathering, or as far as gathering the signatures. So then we gathered 1,600 signatures. Once those were verified, then we were put on the May 2017 ballot.
Were there any particular events that prompted people in Lincoln County to want to ban aerial spraying?
You know, unfortunately, it's such a long history of events. You know, I actually grew up in the Five Rivers area of Oregon, so it's out by Alsea, and okay. That's where, I don't know if you've heard of the book Bitter Fog, but, you know, basically after Vietnam, they started spraying Agent Orange all around the citizens there, and you know, they took them to federal court, and they won. And since then, they've banned spraying of aerial spraying of pesticides on federal land, at least still in the Siusla, and because it is dangerous. And so, since then, you know, there's been so many stories of people, either with birth defects, miscarriages, you know, cancer clusters. I mean, the list goes on. And then, you know, what's really shocking to us is that they're actually clear cutting around our watershed. You know, and so that was one of the main drivers of our group, is to protect our water. You know, we feel like that's the most important thing that our community has. And unfortunately, the, you know, mostly private timber holders, unfortunately, out-of-state large corporations, mostly funded by Wall Street, they really have shown little respect to our watersheds, and so that was really what drove us.
Speaking of large out-of-state corporations, a lot of not necessarily similar measures to this, but measures like, for example, the GMO bans in or attempts in Jackson, Josephine, and Benton counties in past years have attracted millions of dollars in out-of-state money. Do you expect that to happen in this ballot measure fight?
You know, we are really, as a local group of citizens, we're doing bake sales and fundraisers and trying to get our word out, because we know that, unfortunately, like in the past, that, you know, what the citizens want normally gets overrun by the messaging of these large corporations. So, you know, we've been watching the pack of the opposition, and, you know, they've gotten about $20,000 worth of donations in this last month. So we're definitely, you know, we're preparing a grassroots campaign. You know, we really feel like our advantage is that we are local and we speak for the people here. So, yes, we are, you know, we are aware that these other campaigns saw a significant amount of funding come in, and it's really hard to get your message out. I mean, if you think about even the GMO labeling bill, where, you know, the tide was turned by so much money. But the reality is, as a community, it's time that we stand together, and it's time that we decide what we want for our communities, and that's what this is really about, is the community standing up and saying, you know, we're not going to be the ones that are, one, subsidizing you to clear cut our forest and then spray chemicals that are then harming both our children, wildlife, and watersheds.
And that brings up an interesting point, I think, about this measure that maybe wasn't present, or at least wasn't as prominent in some of the GMO measures in Jackson and Josephine counties, et cetera. this community rights angle. Can you just elucidate that briefly for us?
Sure. The community rights, there's actually the ORCRN. It's a group of six counties here in Oregon. You know, we're supported by Lincoln County Community Rights. And what these groups are about is looking at environmental issues and also workers' rights in a different way. It's all about looking at how they're violating our rights under our own constitution. You know, our measure is basically based on our Oregon constitution. And so it creates a whole different argument that the opposition is going to have to make if the ballot does pass. Because what it does is it makes it so that they actually have to come to our county courts and argue that they have more constitutional rights here than we do. So it's definitely an exciting time, and it's a really great way to move things forward as far as the way our traditional laws are made. And a lot of this work is actually looking at, you know, our current status of law and looking at where we need to be in the future.
Rio Davidson, I'll let you go for now. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Hey, thanks, Sam. I really appreciate it.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman. I've been speaking with Rio Davidson in Lincoln County. He's with a group in that county that is working to ban aerial herbicides and pesticides.